The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and wow, it's been a couple of weeks since we've been here live, so it's good to be back. And we did survive the hurricane. Yes, I'm in the southeast corner of Virginia and Virginia Beach, so we did get hit a little bit more than they expected us to. So a lot of my neighbors and family here are still basically bailing out because we have a lot of flooding issues. But the good news is I do have power. I was wondering there for a little bit because it kept going on and off, but we're okay and we're here. So there was so much that was coming through. The energy is crazy off the chart, and there's a mixed feeling and emotion to the whole thing. So this is October, and October did have a sigh of relief. And when I say a sigh of relief, it's a sigh of relief in the way that it really is going to change. And at the same time, deep inside of us, we're a little bit scared of that. We know it's changing. We know it is. There's so much going on. It's overwhelming. But at the same time, we know we really need the change, but it's kind of scary because we just don't know what to expect. That's a big one right there. And we have a full moon coming on the 16th, or it might be the 15th, depending on where you are located geographically. And I want to talk about that. I had more spirit guide through what we call a animal spirit guide, but more of an insect. And you'll just love this one, and you're not going to believe how loaded it is with information. And the timing is just unbelievable with that. And I don't have the drawings for that one today because of all of the things that we've been doing for the last week. I didn't get to that, but I do have all the information that they wanted me to give you. And to be quite honest, this was a small subject to draw, so I still am planning to do it because I want to see if there's any more information in there, but you'll understand when I start talking about that one. And an angel that has messages for us. And I want to make a note on that. Yes, everything's changing, everything, including how we are receiving the information or messages, and that includes you. So you might be feeling, wait, I don't know if I received that or not, or did I receive that, or what's going on? I mentioned this a little bit on the last show we did 2 weeks ago for October, but I want to remind you that we are changing in the way we receive our guidance, because they want us to trust it more. They want us to practice the trust. They want us to practice and be more proactive with that. That is across the chart, including myself. And so I'll ask for several different like validations on that. And they give me a plethora of it. It's coming in everywhere. If you ask, it's not like they're not answering you. They want you to reach. They want you to reach and raise your frequency higher so you can gather the deeper information. Yep. It's not that they're not coming around. They want us to rise up a little bit more. And so, you know, it's not like they're being cruel. They're not trying to do that. They're absolutely there. But if you just had everything handed to you, would you even try? Would you work more? You know, they want you to be a participant in your ascension. So, oh yeah, oh yeah. And I'm feeling that too. I'm feeling that I had to really, and I'm a health conscious person. I've always been athletic, or I've always been active. I'm always checking to see what I can do and improve on my diet. But even with all the things that I've done for all these years, I'm continuing to see where I can improve it and change it and bring it up a notch. And that is helping, because the energy is feeling like you need to get it out. And exercise is going to help you do that. A walk, being outside as much as you can. I know some of you are really feeling this, and it feels like anchors pulling you down, or you might be coming down with more colds or just feeling run down, absolutely exhausted, that kind of thing. You will if you don't change. You will if you don't change and improve or take it up a notch on that. So all areas of life are needing to go to the next step. That's just what it is. It'll help to be outside more because Earth is doing it. And if you can connect more with nature, it'll help you. We're at a place where we're running out of this time where you really don't, let me put it this way. It's going to be a time to get off the pot and do something. Let me put it that way. It's time. It's no more procrastination. It's not going to let you do that. Now, that's a lot of the full moon energy that we have coming in. Now, if you're brand new to the show, this is a metaphysical show. I talk all about the energy behind everything, the root cause, energy healing, intuition, and my goal as an intuitive, and I do the readings. Yes, I work with the angels. I work with the guides. But my goal is for you to trust what you're picking up as well. That's what I want you to do. I've always wanted that. And it's not about just me telling you, okay? When I receive the messages, and they do the same with me, they want me to work and they want me to apply myself. It's like they give me homework. So expect what I call homework, spiritual homework, because they want you to apply yourself. And the more you do that, the better it feels. And the more confidence that you have and you know that you're starting to trust, and you will actually start to see more and more and more of the messages. They're coming in all around me like crazy. And I'm going through an interesting one with the hearing. The high-pitched tones have gotten quite a bit louder. There's absolutely nothing wrong health-wise with me. I'm noticing that I have to keep turning down. If I'm watching a movie or something, I have to keep turning the volume down, keep turning. It's like everything is louder, but I want my third dimension position of my life. I want the physical to adjust to that. Let me put it that way, because I enjoy that I'm connecting better in a higher level. I'm hearing a lot more coming in, and they are continually saying it's going to be okay. It's going to feel like growing pains. A lot of things are going to be new. We do have to do a lot of adjusting. We're going to need to be flexible. But change is how we heal. We heal when we change. Now, there's an energy also coming through that is wanting to bring us to a place where we are. How do I want to say this? It's kind of interesting. It's fascinating. We want to be where we're focusing more inward. We've been talking about that the whole year. But this one is, you know, especially if you're a light worker, you're going to really relate to this. Or if you are someone that works with helping others, whether it's the medical, whatever field you're in, if you are a service to people, you're going to feel a little bit of conflict inside, because you're going to see where all this need is out there, and at the same time, you need to, and you're going to feel a little drained. You're going to feel a little exhausted. And I'm here to tell you right now, you have got to take care of you, or you can't help them at all. And you've heard that before, but it's really important right now, because the energy is continually, it's not letting up. It's not trying to hurt us. It's trying to help us ascend to a better humanity. A better humanity. And we have to go inward, and we have to give ourselves time so that we are healthy as we participate in life and we're connected to everything. That's so important. It's just so important. Now, I have a couple of emails that came in, so we'll get to those as well. And if you want to call in or if you have a question, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back from the break, I'm going to start diving into the messages that I received from Spirit Guide. I do want to put some information out there first. That's for everybody, and I think it's very important that I get this out before I take any calls or do any of that. So I'm going to do that first, just to let you know. I just want you to know that I'm with you, and I am putting out prayers and energy every day for the healing of this entire planet. And it is healing, whether you believe it or not, in whatever you're seeing, it is healing. So we can be a part of that by working with what we need to do, okay? So let's take that short break. When we come back, I'm going to start diving in with the spirit guides that I received and so much more. If you want to watch the video stream, you can go to my website, jenroyster.com, and check out the details there. We are live streaming on video as well every week, as well as on transformationtalkradio.com. So stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
To the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
We're back live. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just joining us, we're talking about some energy updates and what's going on with everything happening out there. Now, I've got a few things I want to talk about. So I've got the moon, and I have a spirit guide and the angel that's coming in, and I want to go through that. So let me start with the full moon first, because that's coming up on the 16th of October or the 15th, if you're it may be the 15th for you, wherever you might be living in the world. Now, it's an Aries full moon, and Aries is a fiery energy. Aries is the ones that get it done. They're very proactive. They move forward. Sometimes it's called the warrior energy, because it just makes things happen. Watch out for that one, because if the moons influence you, you may feel a little more impatience or intolerance. If you have Aries in your chart somewhere, and that's something for you to look up separately, I'm going to go through this quickly. I mean, with a radio show, I got to go fast over these topics. So, but this is a very strong moon. And what I found interesting about this one is it's the leader. It's about leading in your own personal life, okay? It's about bringing the energy back to you and making sure that you're getting things done the way they need to be done for you to be healthy and thrive and lead your life. When you lead your life with confidence, other people can trust that, and that puts them at ease, and also it's an inspiration to them for them to do the same. That's a big deal. Now, this one, if you had a lot coming up, in the retrograde we had back in September, those events need to be final decisions. Things need to be dealt with. It's going to be different for every person, every individual. It might be a big transformation for you. A lot of people are feeling that individually, like they got to change something up. What's holding you back? Why are you waiting to change it up? This full moon is going to give you that courage and that push. It's going to feel like a nudge. I think it's a little stronger than a nudge, but you're going to feel this nudge to just get this dealt with, because it's time to do that. You've had the review. That was the retrograde. You've had the time to think about it, and you've had all this stress and hanging on to all the issues and the drama of whatever you might have going on. Now it's time to do something about it. And this energy is all about getting things taken care of, working it out, being done with it. If it needs to go, it needs to go. Here's the little trick in this one. You don't have to try to make it happen. It's going to, if you just allow what seems to be coming naturally to fall away or come into your life, that energy will work with you. Okay, you won't be so exhausted trying to hold everything in place. It's a surrender of control, but it's gaining control at the same time. That's the paradox in this. And the divine energy can do that a lot. It has a paradox to it. It's almost the opposite of what we think we need to do. So I want to bring this up. I want you to acknowledge this one, because this one can help you get things moving in your life that you want. Now, we have to get rid of stuff that's old, and that's what a full moon's about. It's the releasement, and then the new moons are about bringing the new things in. But this one is more of an uprooting. It's uprooting maybe some deep things with emotions, and I said it was going to be about emotions, and it is. And that's what's going to lead me into this next one, which is the spirit guide, because the spirit guide, it was kind of interesting because it's the mosquito. I know, the mosquito. And I thought, the mosquito. And here's how it got my attention. Up till recently, I was one of the lucky ones that was not ever bitten when I would be out there. I never used any kind of, you know, repellents or anything. They didn't bite me. And it was, you know, the jokes about that and all that, but they would bite everybody else. But they didn't bite me until recently. And I mean, they are having a feast, okay? And we have floodwaters here, you know, so we have mosquitoes multiplying. And I thought, wait a minute, why is the mosquito trying to get my attention like that? And I realized, it just hit me, all these spirit guides that have been coming in each week that I've been drawing and painting, I said, oh, of course. Let's see what you have. Now, here's the part that was fascinating in alignment with this moon, the weather being crazy. And it's not just here. There's a lot of places that are going through some extreme diversity in weather, and we're dealing with these challenges. But if you're living in an area where water just seems to be everywhere, okay, there's a reason for that. Because we are going to be where we need to be to learn and grow. And so, yes, we're going through some tough things. And I know some people out there are really feeling this one. And my heart is with you. I've been through this kind of stuff before. But I want to show you how we can grow through something that's tough. The mosquito, what does it do? It's the female only that bites you. And they die within 24 hours because they only need that protein in that human blood or animal blood so they can birth their brood, right? It's all about that. And they teach us give and receive. They also drain and take back what they need. Do you need to give or do you need to receive and take back? That's one of the questions. And I was looking at it with my own personal life and where I could work with that. And I went, okay, yeah. And then I started realizing, wait a minute, why do they hang out near water? And there's all this water. And guess what? The water is stagnant water, not flowing water. They like stagnant water. Stagnant water means your emotions are stagnant. You're not processing them. You're not moving through them. You're not releasing what needs to move on. This was huge. Then the storm came that we went through. It all was really coming in as a lot of information that we all need. We all need this. Me too, me included. And I'm working on mine. I thought, wow, that's a lot. And here's my experience with working with nature. I love working with nature for messages. And so they come in always, not just animals and insects, but, you know, the feathers, the stones, the crystals, everything. And my experience with that, and, you know, because everything's changing so much, I don't even know if it's going to stay that way. But my experience is if there's like an insect or an animal that is just all of a sudden popped into your life. And, you know, even if it's a fly or a mosquito and they're bothering you, what's going on? What's going on? What's under the skin? What are they doing? They're biting. They're bringing something to the surface. And it's usually this tiny little thing that's temporary and then goes away. It's not like it's long. It can turn into some tough stuff because they spread, you know, bad stuff. But what are they bringing to the surface to be dealt with? Okay. This in particular with this alignment is bringing the emotions to the surface. And then I'm looking at the floodwaters, and water is very much a sign with working with emotions. And then the next thing that came through, which was like, wow, for me, was you need the water to process the emotions, right? Water's a conduit. It needs to flow through. We're water. And then there was the stagnant water. So it's like getting that to move. They're draining the blood. What is the blood? The blood is your life force. That is your life. Is your life force pain, in pain? Are you in pain? Or is life flowing for you? Then I realized you have to dilute with the water. If you diluted out like the blood and you flushed that with the water, and these are all energy analogies, okay? I'm working energy analogies, and bear with me. This stuff's coming in so fast and so new. Hope I'm communicating it well. So please ask your questions if you have one. If we were to dilute something that was too strong or bitter, it would be easier to digest. Okay, say vinegar, because I do my vinegar every day, but I dilute it, right? So I can get it down. If you try to drink it straight, that's a bit bumpy, that's a bit rough. But if you dilute it, it's easier to accept. That's the message in this, okay? So this tiny little mosquito that can leave a whelp on you and make you itch, why? Why was it happening? Now, since then, and this is the interesting part, and this happens every time, once I pay attention and listen to the guide that has come through, they stop needing my attention because they've delivered their message. So I haven't been bit since. I know. And they're everywhere out there. Because all this water, they're going to be out there. So I thought, wow, okay, more and more and more is coming through. And I've never had the mosquito come through quite like that before. And it was obvious to me that it wanted my attention because it went from not being bit ever to being bit a lot. Then I asked, I said, is this just for me or for everybody? I always ask that. And they said, absolutely, it's for everybody because there's emotions that need to be dealt with, especially the anger that you might be sitting on, or you're trying to deal with being tolerance or patience, and you're, you know, people are upset right now. Everybody is. Somebody's upset about something. There's just emotions on everybody's sleeve right now. That's just the way it is. And then we have, okay, I'm kind of burned out on that. And then we need more. And we're trying to find a footing again. We're trying to find our feet planted on the ground, and we're trying to figure it out. So I am saying to you, this moon will help you in huge ways. Work with that energy. Work with the bravery and the courage and the fearlessness that an Aries moon influence can give you. If this is a thing that you know you need to release and you're a little nervous about doing it, or you've hesitated because you're just stressed out about letting it go and you don't want to, let this one help you, because take on that energy of fearlessness that the Aries moon can give you and be done with it once and for all. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the angel that came in for all of this energy, and then we'll start working with some questions. And if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And right before we left, we said we've talked about the full moon in the first or second segment. And then we talked about the spirit animal guy, which was the mosquito. That's a fun one. Now we're talking about the angel that came in to help us with this as well. And I'm reminding you now that they help and guide us, but won't tell us what to do because they want us to be proactive in this, okay? Remember that going forward. They are going to throw things at us and give us all the answers, and or not the answers, but the messages and the guidance, but then they want us to do the homework. I look at it as, oh, now I get to apply and practice. So think about that with everything moving forward. Now, Michael came through, Archangel Michael came through, and it made absolute sense with an Aries moon and this bravery and this fearlessness that the mighty Archangel Michael would come through, because it is about cutting ties and cutting loose those barriers and those blocks and that weight that you know you need to get away from. You know you need to move and put that down and put it aside and let it go. Let him help you with this. All you have to do is ask. When I went through this recent hurricane, are you kidding? I had my whole house shielded up, and I asked him, and I continually asked him to be with us. All around me, I was a bit overwhelmed, and I have a lot of gratitude, and I believe that they do protect and shield us. So I felt like we were under his wing because we made it through. And if I live right on the water and I have all of this damage completely all around me everywhere, it took a few days for us to even get out of the neighborhood. You couldn't because of all the huge oak trees that were down. But right where I am, it was like it couldn't hit it. It couldn't touch it. And I have a tree in my yard I call Grandfather. It's a meditation tree for me. I even asked to watch over him. Not even one branch came off that tree. Not even the flower petals came off things. And to me, it was this incredible miracle that I was witnessing. And I know that they were doing that. At the same time, I was busy, instead of trying to clean up my mess so much, I was busy making sure I was putting out energy for the people that did need it. And I'm not saying, oh, you were protected and I got slammed. That's not what I'm saying. And the anger is causing people to act that way and talk that way about things. And so, you know, anger, and there's all this attacking of even the positive, that where people want to help and then they get attacked for that. So that's what I mean about the energy being really brought to the surface, to the core, to be dealt with. And it's boiling. It's something that you probably suppress deeply. That needs to come up and be dealt with and sorted out, and that energy processed and moved on. And no, it's not about attacking someone else with it. It's about actually acknowledging it, you know, accepting, yeah, that's how I feel, and then processing it and working through it so you can find your healing, because it goes into healing immediately after you go, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this, because you just don't want it sitting there festering, so to speak, the stagnant water, remember? So that was a big one. Michael's like, I can help you. Just ask me. Just ask me. So if you're in a situation where you're having a hard time, or you're feeling overwhelmed, or you just can't keep it together and you're just going to lose it, ask him to help you. Please. And it's a good time for detoxing. I know it's fall, but I mean, I detox year round, but do it. Detox. Clean it up. Clean up your diet. Watch out for the bad habits. Clear the energy. Use your smudging. Use your salt baths. Do it a little more than you have been. And I'm going to do it too. I mean, we've been doing it, but I'm going to do it too. Because I can just really feel the intensity of the swirling of anger and darker energy that, no, I'm choosing the lighter energy because I want to ascend. So that's where it is with that. Now, let's see, what time is it? We have a caller. Brian, let's bring the caller on.
All righty. It's Corina from San Diego. Welcome.
Corina? Okay. Let me know when she gets there.
Welcome, Corina.
Yeah. Oh, there she is.
Hi.
Hi, Corina. What can we do for you today?
My name.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were looking for me or something.
I was. Yes. I just asked you, what can we do for you today? Welcome to the show.
And I didn't answer?
I didn't hear it.
I'm going to put it down for a second. Oh, no.
Okay. Well, why don't you ask me again?
Basically, I want to know what is the message out there for me. I know it's very, very strong. I've been feeling it. I have a lot of resistance in making the shift. I'm mm-hmm. having a lot of resistance within myself.
Right.
Or like I'm getting frustrated and kind of angry with myself because I can't control myself.
Yeah, exactly. You're right in the pocket with the energy we've been talking about then. Have you just joined us or have you been listening? Because this is exactly what I'm talking about today in the show about feeling that. So you are in the process of acknowledging it. You say, I know it's there. I just don't know quite how to dig it up. So you're looking for ways to dig that up and uproot it because it's deep seated. Does that make sense?
Very much.
Right. I'm proud of you in a way that you're calling and you're, you know, just calling into the show and acknowledging like, hey, I feel this. I don't know what to do with it. And I can feel that I'm resisting it. The biggest thing is the fear of not knowing how it's all going to play out before you make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all in that same boat because there's no way anybody knows how this is going to play out because of the way the energy is wanting us to trust going a different direction and then letting the chips fall and letting it bring it to it. It's more of an allowing. So Michael is a good one for you because he makes us feel safe when we need it. He helps us cut the cords when we need them. But he'll also be proactive and help you work on it too. And like I said earlier, this energy is about, the guides are telling me and the angels are telling me, yes, we're here, we're answering, we haven't left you. However, we've taken your training wheels off. We want you to practice a little more on your own.
I feel that. I really, really feel that.
Yeah, I even feel that. And I'm like going, oh, that's going to be an interesting. And I even said to them, I go, wait. I even said to them, I said, how am I going to help people understand that? You know, because this is, you know, they call me for what you say. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to give you things to tell them, but it's to help them practice without their training wheels. So I'm being honest. I'm being as honest as I can. They're doing it to me too. I don't really care for 15 mosquito bites in 2 minutes. And that, yeah, I don't care for that either. So I'm like, okay, that's not funny. You know, so, but they're serious. They're seriously like, no, this has got to be dealt with. So for you, I would work on, if you took the focus off directly on the, if you took it off, okay, trying to pinpoint the old way, and this is what I'm feeling from you, Michael's saying this, she's trying to sort out what it is the old way. And that would be, you know, analyze, and then analyze it again. He's suggesting that you, like, work on something that's helpful and positive in your life, like taking more walks, doing gardening, changing the diet, work on something, one little part. Just work on something that's a positive for you to bring in. Because as you bring in a positive, there's only but so much room that you can hold energy. It's like if you looked at a pie, and if it's 100% what you don't want, you have to start nudging out and making room for the new. So start by just taking your focus somewhere else. I think that's an interesting analogy that he's bringing in, because he's saying, have her focus on something that she can bring into her life, one thing at a time. Don't worry about knowing why you're angry, just acknowledging it and working on things that help move that energy. For me, I've been feeling some of that too. And it's nothing like a good hard martial arts kicking, screaming, punching. I mean, I do like the, you know, workouts that do that. I mean, I don't actually do martial arts, but yesterday I did one, and I thought, I got to get this out of me. It's making me feel sick. And for 30 minutes, you should see my air opponent. He looks pretty rough, because I was kicking and screaming. The dog would pop its head up going, are you okay? Have you got this? I'm good. Wah! You know, and I'm doing this thing. But I felt so much better after.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm sharing that with you because I'm getting that it's an activity. You need to get more active. Does that make any sense?
Yes, exactly. Like, you just kind of clarified exactly what it is. I'm trying to fight a habit, and I'm so focused on fighting this habit that I'm getting upset because I can't overcome it. But yet there's other things I can do that can help me move it into place, into action.
Yes, instead of thinking about the habit, do something active. What I'm feeling, and I got to go really fast because I got to go to break, so bear with me, Karina. This is a really powerful message for a lot of people. Do something active enough to break a sweat, because when you sweat, you're detoxing as well. Yeah, I know. You know, for the people like, oh, I don't want to exercise. I know. Well, I had a blast yesterday. My dog thought I was losing it, but, you know, was going to, like, come in and help me. It's like, no, I got this. And all I was doing was I'm punching and kicking, and I tell you what, it got it out of my system. And I don't do that every day. That's an unusual thing for me to do. But let me tell you what, if I feel anger that I can't get out, I will do that again, because that's not hurting anybody. It wasn't hurting anybody. I'm sore. Ouch. I'm sore. But I feel better. And I had all of my energy was back. So with that, I have to go to break. So Karina, I'm sorry I have to rush, but
all right, God bless you. Take care.
You got this one, girl. You go get active and you're going to find that you can move that energy out. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Karina. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Got a couple of emails I want to share with you and some answers to that. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in, and I got a few messages here that I want to share over in the video chat. Hi guys in the video chat. It's great to see you guys there, and I love the interaction. I've got, looks like a local in Virginia Beach. I do hope you're okay, Shadana. Shadana's over in the video chat and glad that we're okay. Yes, it was a rough one and we love you too. And it would be good to know if you're okay as well. Obviously, you got an internet connection or a phone or something if you're in here. And we also have Candace that's over in Colorado, and she's commenting on my karate martial arts with my air component in my exercise yesterday. And she says, I have a second degree black belt and I completely understand that release. Well, I kind of like it. You know, I don't always feel like that because I mix it up. I mix it up a lot. Pilates, yoga, but sometimes yoga, when you feel like that, you just need to get up and kick and scream and holler and hoot and all that. And it gets it out of your system. I've even heard Louise Hay say that she was screaming and beating into a pillow. I mean, whatever it takes to get that energy out, and that's not hurting anybody. So thank you for sharing. Shadana's also saying, thank you. This is confirmation that she can work through her emotional issues. So that's good to hear. And, you know, it's just beautiful to see the interaction here, and I just want to say thank you, guys. I'm going to go quickly here. I'm going to move over to a couple that came in on the email bag. We have a brand new listener, and I want to welcome Gary to our listening family, and he found us on iTunes, it looks like, or tune.com, it looks like he's saying. And he has a favorite archangel named Shamuel, and he was asking for an angel reading. And so I pulled out cards and I did all this because he was asking for that. And it's interesting that he brought up Shamuel, and I like Shamuel as well. And Shamuel, quickly, just for anybody going through overwhelm, it's a great angel to work with. Michael is very much making a strong presence for everyone right now. And when I did pull a card for you, Gary, it was Michael. And it was a positive message. It was, it's time for lots of new great things to come in. You've done your homework. You're being acknowledged for a job well done. And I thought, what a great message. So that's a lot of inspiration coming to you right now. It was kind of a world's your oyster. What are you going to do with it? Now they're waiting for you to be proactive, Gary. So that's that message. And then we also had, what was the other one? Wait a minute. Oh, we have Beth. Beth is here asking, I am feeling a huge shift in my life. Do the angels have any messages on what I should be working on during this time? For you, Beth, the first, every time I asked, of course, Michael's coming in for you very strongly because he is, I think he's just coming in for all of us right now because we all need this for our next step of ascension and growth, because I'm working with him quite a bit anyway, but Michael is, it's detox. I keep getting the word detox for you. Something needs to be cleaned up and detoxed out of your life. It's a habit, it's a pattern, it's a rut. I keep seeing the word rut. Like, it's like this is the way you approach something, and then the outcome is Then you approach it that way again, and the outcome is There's a rut. You're looking for a rut to change up. Just bust that one up, throw it up in the air, you know, something. And I do something and change it up. And Michael says, I can help you with that. You need to detox the ruts, like get them out, like change, do something different. Don't do it the way you've always done it. So I thought that that was an interesting message as well. And Michael just keeps jumping in front for everybody that's, you know, writing in or calling in. The emotions, guys, the emotions, yes, they're off the chart. You know, and I brought up the anger and the frustration because that one is, we kind of feel like that song out there, we're not going to take it anymore. You know that one? You know, we're not going to take it anymore. Everybody's just done. We're over it. We're done. Everybody feels that way. So what are you going to do about it? We're talking about it a lot. We're complaining about it a lot. But what are we going to do about it? What can you do personally in your own life? What can you do to be active? What can you do? Even when things challenge us. Like, I mean, I put the show together. It's like, oh, I've got power. Let me put the show together. The power went off like four times after that. My power didn't go off during the storm. It went on after. But I was like, no, I'm going to keep going. I mean, I could have said, no, I'm not going to be able to. But no, something was saying, no, just keep going. And we're here and we're doing it. Because you need to hear this today. You need to know that this full moon, let this full moon bring the energy of Archangel Michael in with a fiery Aries fearlessness. That's just a great combination to get things done. Push the boulder out of the way. Bust up the bricks that are causing this great wall in front of you that you can't figure out how to get through or around. Water will find a way around the rock. Remember, if we allow the water energy to help us flush the emotions out, dilute that intensity of the pain, you'll be able to process and digest this, and you will be stronger, and you will be better, and you will find that, wow, you are a lot stronger than you ever thought you were. You're going to find that, I thought that's what I wanted, but not really. I actually want to go over here in this direction. Or maybe you loved all of that, but now you're ready to do something different. That's okay. There's no such thing as stagnant energy when it's moving forward in a positive way. You got to get out of the stagnant water. Remember the stagnation energy. Ugh, that's not what you want, okay? Don't go there. So let this energy and this opportunity help you, because it can. It absolutely can. I have the meditations for energy clearing and healing over on my website. They're free. You can go over if you're not on that. I did say that we were putting out some new things out there, and we were supposed to do that last month, but Spirit had a surprise for me too. So guys, it's not that we're not doing it. It's that I'm allowing and being flexible with the information to come through, and I'm doing this in the right timing. So if I had a plan, and you may feel like that, if you had a plan and it kind of was like not going according to plan, and that was what happened to me. I had things I wanted to release, some courses that I wanted to release that, you know, I thought were great to put out for you in September. And they said, wait, hold on, just sit on that one. And then all of this other stuff started popping in, and now I see why. Because there's more information that I needed to be in listening mode so I can listen clearly, so I can bring that to you. We don't need what we had. We don't need any more of that. We need new. We need new support that will help us at the next level. Your chakras, oh, that's a whole nother topic. The chakras are going through an ascension and an awakening like they've never been open before. They're going to another level. And that's why everything just feels like, what happened with all this work? I see people out there being angry at spirituality and angry at all of the things that are out there for them, like it didn't work. That is an issue of faith. If everything's all perfect and it's done for you, you would never know. You're just hiding behind that illusion. You haven't done the work. We're in the place to do the work. We have to do the work. That's what Spirit is coming through with. We have to do the work. Guys, I am out of time, and I have so much I want to share with you. I guess that's what happens when you've been off the air for 2 weeks, but I want to say thank you so much for being with us today. You can go to the website and check out the things that I have. There's free classes over there on energy healing and some meditations that will help you with what you have going on. No cost, no obligation. They're just there for you. And we will be here next time here on the Jen Roycher Show. We're here every Thursday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. Thanks so much for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Roycher Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Roycher is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroycher.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.